It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
I'm the only lawyer ever to obtain a court ruling that a president of the United States committed a crime.
For truth. For competition.
As a young lawyer, I helped break up AT&T. That's why you have all your cell phones today.
For sovereignty. For the Republic.
I'm the guy who at Judicial Watch, which I founded, uncovered the Chinagate scandal. Millions of dollars going to the Clinton campaign, corrupting our political system.
For the privacy of citizens.
And I'm the only guy to have enjoined the National Security Agency from mass surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans.
Tearing it up.
I'm the son of meatpackers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
Bringing it back.
We're going to take this country apart and put it back together again in the way envisioned by our founding fathers.
It's not just talk.
We're not just regurgitating news stories. Larry Klayman, special prosecutor, is making the news.
And now, here's Larry.
Welcome to this week's edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. The world is being turned upside down. The country is being destroyed. The stock market is crashing. Why is it crashing? Because we have rampant inflation, because people can't afford gasoline, they can't afford food, they can't get baby formula, crime is rampant in the streets, our borders are wide open with terrorists, drug traffickers, human traffickers, diseased individuals coming into our country, Judeo-Christian values are being trashed, and of course there's great morale problem in our military after Afghanistan. That's just to name a few of the things that are going on today. But layered on top of that is the use of our government as a secret police. And we now see basically that we live in a virtual dictatorship. If that isn't apparent to the American people, it never will be again. Not only do you have the desire and the plan and the mission by the Biden-Harris Justice Department to destroy Donald Trump, not just with the illegal raid on his Mar-a-Lago residence, but fanning out to subpoena everyone in and around him with regard to January 6th and other allegations of criminal activity. You've got criminal investigations, likely indictments coming, not just with regard to the Biden Justice Department, with regard to President Trump, but also in New York, with regard to alleged tax fraud and tax evasion. It's a full court press. And it goes beyond President Trump. Of course, you know that Biden, just a week or so ago, threatened all MAGA supporters, Make America Great supporters, people who are conservatives, who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers, anyone who is a person of faith. These are all radical leftist attack modes against us, we the people. The left wants to destroy us. And President Biden, if you can use the term loosely, because I still do not recognize his so-called legitimacy, threatened us. He declared war on us. And of course, he's using the Justice Department to carry it out. And soon he'll be using the Internal Revenue Service with 87,000 new IRS agents in the pipeline to terrorize you, your families, and your businesses with tax audits and God knows what other penalties if you don't toe the line. This is where we are today, as I frequently say, and it's a very, very serious matter. Now, President Trump made a statement just a few days ago that if he's indicted, there are going to be big problems. Of course, this radio talk show host who claims to be conservative, but he's a total hack, Hugh Hewitt, out in Los Angeles, you know, chastised Trump, saying, "Are you inciting violence again?" I mean, this guy tried to stab Trump in the back when he ran for president in 2016. Typical rhino establishment Republican. He came, you know, to the side of Trump after Trump won, basically just to keep his show. He had been humiliated. There were several others like that, too. You might remember Ben Shapiro was that way. Glenn Beck was that way. And yes, Sean Hannity was that way. They all wanted to destroy Trump from the other side. But when he won, of course, they wanted to jump on the bandwagon. Well, Trump is absolutely right. He wasn't inciting violence. He was just simply stating the likelihood that if he is indicted, there are those people in this country who will take matters into their own legal hands forcefully and violently. And that's something that we are trying to head off. And I believe that President Trump wants to head it off, too. But you have to face a reality to know what is over the horizon and to take action to prevent it. You have to be honest with yourself and honest with the American people. And the American people see today that there's absolutely no government that represents them. In fact, the government is their adversary. The government is trying to keep them down, to keep them under control, to ram down their throats anything that the powerful elite in both political parties want. Now, the Democrats, as I've said also frequently, are pure evil. Now, the Republicans, they're a money-raising racketeering enterprise. How many times are you getting emails each day asking for money? And even if they should gain power in the House of Representatives or the Senate, what have they done in the past when they had control of Congress, much more all three branches of government? They didn't balance the budget. They didn't reform Obamacare in any significant way. They didn't give us the clarion call and what was going to happen in Afghanistan when they were getting national security briefings, their leaders, of what was going to occur with the collapse of that government and later giving rise to the abandonment of thousands of Americans, people dead, hundreds of thousands of Afghans who were our allies. So this is exactly where we are today. The American people need to rise up. We need to do it peacefully and legally. And we need to protect people who are there to try to do the right thing. And that is why Freedom Watch has its citizens' grand juries. It's why we're trying Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden for bribery from communist China, Ukraine, and Russia. Trying Biden for negligent homicide from Afghanistan, in Afghanistan, where his actions gave rise to the death of 13 brave American GIs at Kabul Airport. And then to look tough politically, he orders a drone strike and kills 10 of our Afghan allies with 7 of their young children, 1 3 years old. And then you see the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his lackey come on TV and say, "Oh, we made a mistake. Sorry," walking off like they really don't care at all that they just killed 10 innocent people. These people are war criminals. That's what they are. And I have actually filed at the International Criminal Court a complaint against Biden. And they, as I've said recently, are taking that investigation up. But we're also engaged in trials against Biden for negligent homicide, against Anthony Fauci for giving the seeds of COVID-19 to the communist Chinese with a $3.7 million grant in the Biden, in the Obama-Biden administration. We are living in a world where our government has totally broken away from the people. It is similar to the days leading up to the French Revolution, where King Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette said to the French people, Freudian slip, American people, "Après moi le déluge," after me the flood, after me I could care less, I'm cashing in, and the hell with the French people. And that's where we are today. So we need to use peaceful and legal means to bring about change in this country. We need a new government, not a new nation. We need leaders who are elected, not just the president, but also cabinet secretaries who aren't put in place with political campaign contributions and other forms of bribery. and judges who are put in place the same way. And we can see how these judges are doing the bidding of the establishments of both political parties with the January 6th defendants, who I have brought two class action lawsuits for in California and also in Florida. Let's look at what's going on in Great Britain today. We can't survive another 2 years with Joe Biden. Even if the Republicans win control of Congress, either the House or the Senate, and it's really basically just an if that will occur at this point in time, they won't change anything. We're going to have to live with this Gestapo of a Justice Department and its FBI for 2 years, and we're going to live with all the other acts of tyranny by the left as perpetrated by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Joe Biden, who basically is not there mentally or physically, and a Vice President Kamala Harris, whose IQ, if it exceeds 50, is pushing it. This is the problem today. Now let's look across the pond to Great Britain. They had a prime minister, Boris Johnson, who got himself engaged in a number of scandals. His own political party had him removed. They now have a new prime minister, and it's Liz Truss. She's moving forward with a conservative agenda. Look at Great Britain, the country we broke away from. They have the ability to change a leader who is not doing the job or was harming their country, yet we in this country are stuck with Biden. Impeachment has never worked, and it never will work. We need to make certain fine tunings to our Constitution. Maybe we need to go to a modified presidential parliamentary system. Maybe we need a recall provision. But right now, what we need to do is to convict Joe Biden of crimes, to have him sentenced, to have the law enforcement, the police, and the military carry out that sentence. The guy is a master criminal. He should be put in prison where the sun don't shine. And if that does not work, then, of course, we have a right of citizen's arrest, and we will never be violent or physical, but peaceful. In 48 states, we have that right. We can't survive another 2 years of Joe Biden. We can't survive another 2 years of Kamala Harris. We can't survive another 2 years of Nancy Pelosi. We can't survive another 2 years of the worthless Republican Party with, you know, Kevin McCarthy, who's a moron, who's posed to become Speaker of the House, and Mitch McConnell, who's almost as crooked as Biden, having taken money from communist China laundered through his wife, Elaine Chao, the Republican minority leader in the Senate. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be back. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. Support our citizens' grand juries and our citizens' trials. Read my book, Read My Lips. It takes a kind of revolution. Wake up America. You can get it there. You can get it at Amazon.com and all major booksellers online. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with the second segment, A Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman.
Dangerous.
You don't hear, use the court and the law.
Lethal.
This is bad.
Special prosecutor.
Very bad.
Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
Fellow conservatives, libertarians, people of faith, those who believe in the vision of our and creation of our founding fathers, it's not just the Justice Department and the FBI. It's not just the Internal Revenue Service on the horizon to also keep people quiet so they cannot rise up. But virtually every aspect of our body politic has become weaponized on behalf of the left. We're going to have Miranda Devine on shortly. She's going to talk about what's going on at Facebook and the Hunter Biden so-called grand jury investigation. You'll see what a sham these entire things are, and how social media continues to be used against the American people. But you've also got an overt effort by certain bar disciplinary counsel, that is the bars that regulate lawyers, particularly in New York and in the District of Columbia, who are trying to eliminate any peaceful and legal opposition in the courts to the tyranny of the left, of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the rest of the leftists that they represent. They have moved against Rudy Giuliani. They've moved against Attorney General Bill Barr, and he's no longer even a Trump loyalist. He never was, frankly. They moved against Kellyanne Conway. They moved against John Eastman, the law professor from Chapman University that tried to assist President Trump after the stolen election. They've moved against everybody. And this is something which is really, really evil. And it's something you're going to see me do because they, you know, they've been trying to eliminate me for years, but they haven't succeeded. I fight back. The District of Columbia Bar disciplinary apparatus is a cesspool. It's disgusting. And the court that oversees it, the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, is equally. They're just the yes men of the establishment. Same's true in New York with the bar there, where they already suspended Rudy Giuliani, and he was just simply representing President Trump. And now they're fanning out to every lawyer who ever tried to help Trump, such that no one wants to help him. Now, I will help him. I saw him a few weeks ago at Bedminster at the LIV golf tournament there, and I offered my help. And I hope that he'll take me up on it. For years, I've been trying to communicate with him. His lawyers have not been strong enough, and they've been clumsy, and sometimes they've been careless. You know, one of the lawyers, this lawyer, I forget her first name, Bob, signed an affidavit, given it to the Justice Department that Trump had produced all the documents, when in fact that wasn't true. She's now in a pack of trouble, too. She probably was led down the primrose path by someone to write that, and then my heart goes out to her. But the fact is that in all likelihood, President Trump did nothing wrong to begin with. But they're going to use that to try to remove her from the practice of law. So you've got many aspects of society that are working together, much like German industry, German academia, German scientists and others propped up Hitler during World War II. Hitler could not have done what he did and committed the atrocities that he committed and killed over 6 million Jews and others, infirm people, retarded people, people that he simply didn't want to contend with, unless German society supported him. And that's what we've got today. When you look at some of these major corporations and labor unions and other interests, love the one you're with. Support the tyranny of Biden and Harris because they'll return the favor. If I scratch their back, they'll scratch mine. And that is why the solution lies with the American people. We must rise up, always peacefully and legally. We must use the means that we have. I know that sometimes I sound repetitive, but advertising is repetitive. I'm advertising. I'm telling you. I'm pleading with you, American people. As I say in my book, It Takes a Revolution, Wake Up America. Get up off the couch. Don't be a sunshine patriot or summer soldier. Don't be an armchair patriot. Don't sit there counting your money if you're retired. Nothing will be left either for you or your children, grandchildren, or future generations. And if you're middle-aged or young, you're in deep trouble because there's not going to be a country left. That's my message. I want you to go to Freedom Watch, contribute to our cause. We are sticking our neck out. We're taking calculated legal and peaceful risks with tax-deductible contributions. We need your help. And get my book there. It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. I just don't get documents. We bring hard-hitting lawsuits, citizens' grand juries, and citizens' trials, and we're trying to form a new government, not a new nation, with our Third Continental Congress. I'll be right back with Miranda Devine, a fine investigative journalist at the forefront of uncovering the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden scandal. Stay tuned.
And now, four words that make corrupt politicians make wee-wee in their little pants.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
Be the one who makes our country great again. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate.
I'm back with Miranda Devine, a great investigative journalist, writes for the New York Post, has just written a book, Laptop from Hell. It's a bestseller. And I introduce her again. I'm very proud to have her back again to talk about the new developments, if any, with regard to the FBI and how they've been handling the Hunter laptop story. Of course, it's a story about bribery to Joe Biden, but of course, that's been downplayed. But Miranda, what's your latest take on what the FBI has done?
Hi, Larry. Well, we are seeing more and more that the FBI actively buried the Hunter Biden story before the 2020 election. And of course, the Hunter Biden story is really the Joe Biden story. It's not about the president's son's crack habit or sex sort of habits. You know, there was ample evidence of that on the laptop he abandoned, but that is not of interest. What is of interest is what the material on the laptop told us about Joe Biden's involvement in his family's influence peddling scheme over many decades, and particularly when he was vice president and sort of internationalized that grift. And so we know that the FBI had the laptop since December 2019 and did nothing with it. But what is new is that when Tony Bobulinski went to the FBI and had a 5.5-hour interview with them 11 days before the 2020 election and handed over all the contents of three of his phones, which had material that was damning of the Biden family, implicated them, have evidence showing that they were engaged in a joint venture with this Chinese energy company that was really the capitalist arm of President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative, and that they were doing this work for the Chinese for the last 2 years of Joe Biden's vice presidency, although they didn't get paid until he left office. Millions of dollars. And so that evidence that was already on the laptop is then buttressed and augmented by Tony Bobulinski's material. And he had been a former business partner of Joe and Jim Biden, Joe Biden's younger brother, and Hunter Biden. And he also is just a very upstanding citizen. He was a naval veteran, and has top secret classified clearance by the NSA and the Department of Energy. He's from a family of naval veterans. So this is a man whose character is unblemished. He was a successful businessman and found himself, unfortunately, in business with Hunter Biden for a couple of years. And that ended in a way that he felt very discomforted by what he'd seen. And therefore, before the election, he'd be up to the thing and came forward, gave a press conference, and then went to the FBI. And we know that the whistleblowers that have come forward to Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson, that Hunter Biden material was buried, not just the laptop, but also Tony Bobulinski's material. Tony Bobulinski gave that interview to the FBI, and his lawyer was told by a man called Tim Tebolt, an FBI agent, who was appointed to be the point man to look after this important witness, Tony Bobulinski. Tim Tebolt told, Tony Bobulinski's lawyer that they would be in touch, that he would probably have to be brought back for another follow-up interview, and that he would keep them apprised of every step along the way. They never heard from him again. And even more inexplicable is that Tony Bobulinski has never been called before that Delaware grand jury looking into Hunter Biden for various allegations like tax evasion, money laundering, foreign influence lobbying, and no subpoenas to Tony Bobulinski. He would be the number one star witness of that grand jury. And we know the grand jury has been asking various witnesses who came before them last summer, various of Hunter Biden's former business partners and former lovers. We know that the question was asked, who is the big guy? And Tony Bobulinski knows better than almost anyone who the big guy is, because he knew that was the way that Hunter and his business partners, including Tony Bobulinski, used to refer to Joe Biden. He was told early on, don't refer to Joe Biden by name. Hunter calls him my chairman or the big guy. And so that's how they described Joe Biden, because they wanted him to have plausible deniability. And there is an email that we published in the New York Post back before the election in which 10% of one of these Chinese deals was allocated to the big guy to be held by Hunter Biden, to the big guy who was, as Tony Bobulinski tells us, as the rest of the laptop tells us, was Joe Biden. This was a smoking gun. And yet, for some reason, the Delaware grand jury that spent 4 years now looking into Hunter Biden was not interested in hearing from Tony Bobulinski. And what that tells you is that that grand jury, that U.S. attorney investigation in Delaware, is going to be a total whitewash.
Yes, and that's what I predicted all along, Miranda. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
These U.S. attorneys, they're political animals. They don't want to gore the ox too much of either political party, because that could block them in the future for another appointment, higher or lower, whatever the case may be, and nothing happens. And the same thing, of course, is true with John Durham, the so-called special counsel up there in Connecticut. Little to no action there, indicting only a couple lower-level people, losing badly in front of the jury in the District of Columbia, which is very pro-Democrat, very pro Biden, very pro-Obama, very pro-anything to the left. And this is what we've got. We have no justice system. And as you know, we are trying Joe Biden. So this is very important information. I had actually communicated with Tony Bobulinski quite a while back, and I asked him to come forward. And he didn't want to at that time because he was cooperating with the FBI. But perhaps now he can be convinced to come forward with live testimony at our ongoing trial, which you can see excerpts of it at freedomwatchusa.org. But this, of course, is par for the course. And the American people now are getting wind of it. But they're also seeing the use of the FBI and the Justice Department as a modern day Gestapo, in my opinion, not just with regard to January 6th defendants, peaceful ones, but also people at school board meetings that are objecting to critical race theory and pushing sexual ideologies onto children. And also what we're seeing, what happens with President Trump as we speak, and everyone in and about President Trump are getting subpoenas and hauled before a grand jury, while Tony Bobulinski, basically, they're not even interested in him. So I want to get your thoughts on this dichotomy between the way President Trump and the American people are being treated and the special treatment for Joe Biden and his son Hunter and his brother James.
Yes. Look, I think you're absolutely right that there really is a double standard of justice. I don't think that's, that is evident to every American now. I think even people who read the New York Times must be coming to some sort of realization, unless they're completely deranged. And we see that, as you said, with the FBI or the DOJ sicking the White House, really sicking the FBI onto parents at school board meetings who are exercising their constitutional rights to complain about some terrible things being forced down their children's throats. And we see just recently there are now some whistleblowers, very courageous, patriotic Americans that have emerged from the DOJ and the FBI. And they are revealing all sorts of things. Their consciences trouble them, including a very sinister collusion between the FBI and DOJ and social media companies, and in particular, Facebook. Facebook, according to these whistleblowers, has been spying on American users, on their private messages, not their public posts, but their private messages between each other. And they must have some sort of algorithm that scours millions of conversations and comes up with red flags if ever any of these Americans are exercising their First Amendment rights to question the 2020 election, for instance, or to express sentiments that that might be anti-government or, you know, anti-authority. They're not inciting violence. They're not doing anything criminal. There's nothing criminal about these conversations. They are perfectly protected by the First Amendment, and yet Facebook is identifying those, red flagging them, and sending them to FBI headquarters domestic terrorism unit, some part redacted, and then that FBI headquarters domestic terrorism unit farms these messages out to various FBI field officers, which then have to raise a subpoena, and so that they can legally and officially ask Facebook to provide that material, photographs, data, messages. Facebook does that within the hour, I'm told, so they're obviously ready to go. They know what to look for. And, of course, the FBI knows what to ask for because they've already been pre-warned. And now Facebook, I asked them the other day for my column, and they denied this. But it was very curious that the first statement that I received from a Facebook spokeswoman said, that this is false. And then she very hurriedly, within the hour, asked if she could replace that statement with a new one. And instead of saying it was false, she said it was just wrong. So, you know, I think that's a big tell in itself. They deny that they are proactively handing over to the FBI private messages from Americans outside the legal process without a subpoena or a warrant. But I've spoken to people who are inside that system and say that is, in fact, in exactly what has been happening. So maybe they're getting around it by having, you know, an employee or employees inside Facebook with great access to user private messages, making them a confidential human source, which seems to be a way that the FBI kind of launders information. We see it, they've done it with the Russia collusion hoax, with this guy Danchenko, made him a confidential human source. He had been, of course, Christopher Steele's source in that completely made-up, bogus P-tape dossier, the Steele dossier. And so I don't know if this is an MO of the FBI, but it sure looks pretty dodgy.
Well, it does. And, you know, you mentioned the dual system of justice, and that's certainly correct. But I can even take it a step further, in my opinion. We now live in a virtual dictatorship. We've got a police state where the FBI and its Justice Department, my once proud alma mater, is at the helm. We now have the prospect of 87,000 IRS agents coming online, given $80 billion of appropriation under the last boondoggle of Biden. They want total hold over our lives. They will not just let us express our opinions, but they want us to feel intimidated, kept down, so we cannot challenge the leftist control of our so-called government and of this country. And it reminds me, I don't want to take it too far, Miranda, but, you know, we go back to the days of Nazi Germany when the industrialists propped Hitler up. And now we've got not just the government being used as a type of Gestapo, but we've got private entities, you know, like Facebook, like various corporations, labor unions, other walks of life, academic institutions, they're all going lockstep, or should I say goose step, with this administration. And it does not bode well. And then there's also information out there, we're running out of time, that absentee ballots for the Democrats are way outpacing Republicans. So you have to wonder whether a repeat of the presidential 2020 elections are about to occur this fall. Anyway, Miranda, I want to thank you for everything that you do. I want people to go get her book, Laptop from Hell. It's a great book. And thank you. I'm very proud to have you as my friend and to come on this show. Thank you, Miranda. God bless you.
Thanks so much, Larry. Great to talk to you.
Before he was a trial lawyer, he sliced him and diced him.
People used to ask me, Larry, what caused you to start Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, given the powerful forces in this country that put you at risk?
In a meat packing plant.
I'm the son of meat packers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
A very special prosecutor, Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow patriots, conservatives, libertarians, people of faith, those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers, as I always say. You think things are going to change in November with our so-called elections? No, they're not going to change. Already, there's a lot of information out there that the Democrats are far surpassing the Republicans. Not that the Republicans are the answer, even if they win anything, which they may not, with huge amounts of absentee ballots. Remember what happened last time? Remember what happened with President Trump on November 5th, 2020? We remember how he was leading by huge margins when we went to sleep, and we woke up and we found out that Biden had, quote, won, unquote. These are these absentee ballots. In places like California, they'll send you two or three absentee ballots or ballots that you can vote by mail. You can go into a voting place and they'll give you even more. And they'll tell you you can vote through the machines. You can vote three, four, five times. No problem. And of course, illegal immigrants, they can vote if they have a driver's license in certain states like California and New York. So do not expect that we're going to get a fair result this fall. We're not. It's going to be even worse than in 2020. But even if we got a fair result, these people that get elected don't represent us. They represent themselves. Either they're corrupt when they get there, or they get corrupt once they're there. And that is why our founding fathers predicted this. They predicted that we would be in this predicament someday, and that we would have to rise up again. It was Thomas Jefferson who predicted a revolution every 20 years or so, adding, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty? It's the natural manure of government. Now, I don't want to see anybody dead or hurt. Neither do you, which is why you need to go to freedomwatchusa.org. You need to contribute as generously as you can with tax-deductible contributions. We're very small. We're still the mouse that roared. We need to get bigger because we are your Justice Department. You have no Justice Department. You have no FBI. You simply have enemies. They're the enemies of the state, not the American people. Joe Biden, as I said earlier, has committed atrocities in terms of his criminality. He sold out to China. He sold out to Russia. He sold out to Ukraine. He sold out to everybody. He sold out to the American people. And if we're going to survive, we have to do it for themselves. And that's why I usually end my podcast by saying the Father and Son will only help us if we help ourselves. We cannot rely on anyone but ourselves and God, the divine providence. If we go forth in His word, as our founding fathers did, He will be there for us. But if we forsake Him, by killing unborn babies, by forcing perverted ideologies on children in schools, by trashing everything that He meant to teach us and sent Jesus to teach us and other prophets, then you can expect our civilization to go extinct like many others have in the past. So, ladies and gentlemen, fellow patriots, sober up, snap out of it. Get real. Understand what's happening. And if you don't really understand what's happening, then just look at the stock market crashing, because you see, that's a bellwether of the uncertainty and fear that is now rampant throughout this country. The Republican Party does not offer an answer. Even if they regain control in the fall, we have 2 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris left. They must be peacefully and legally removed now. They must be removed. We don't have the same mechanism that Great Britain does with a new prime minister. We're going to have to try, convict, sentence, and carry out those sentences with regard to Joe Biden. So join me at freedomwatchusa.org. Join our Justice League. Read my book, Read My Lips. It Takes a Counter-Revolution. Wake up America. And wake up your family and friends and tell them to get off the couch, to get real, to join the fight, if you care about your kids, grandkids, and future generations. I'll be back next week with another edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Until then, thank you for listening to me.